It is time to continue to self-scout the Carolina Panthers. Greg Brandon, along with Mike Kraft. Mike, we've looked at offense. We've looked at special teams. Time to look at the defense, specifically the D-line. Two talented young tackles. You got the Kraken on one end, but there's that other guy, the veteran, C.J. Charles Johnson.
Well, Charles Johnson just goes about his job workmanlike fashion, and he is very effective and very disruptive. Let's take a look. First thing we want to do, Greg, is look at this play against the Atlanta Falcons. You know what a good day the defensive line had. And there you see Charles Johnson disrupting a Matt Ryan pass. Now, let me draw it up because it's a great design of a stunt, a line stunt, a tackle in stunt between Kawan Short, who's right here, and also Charles Johnson. Now, on this stunt, Kawan is actually going to post inside that gap. Meanwhile, Charles Johnson is going to start upfield and then come under Kawan, and that's how he gets so free to the quarterback. The other key to this play is look at Thomas Davis standing right here. Now, what that does is force three of those offensive linemen to slide their protection to Davis and leave two-on-two over here, and this is how it gets home. Now, when you look at this stunt as we go into it, you'll look at Kawan Short, occupy those offensive linemen. Now look at Charles Johnson making that, sticking that foot in the ground and using his speed to get into the void. Look at the center's eyes, looking that way because he was expecting Thomas Davis to come free. And it's not always about sacks because here it's about disruption. And look at those two guys disrupt that pass for an incomplete pass.
So, Mike, is this what we talk about when we talk about scheme, Sean McDermott in the pressure scheme? You look at all the speed guys that were rushing. Pretty impressive.
Oh, pretty impressive. And here's another example, as you'll see Charles Johnson in this. He just uses his veteran savvy on this play. Now, let me show you. He sets up the offensive tackle from Atlanta. And this is what a veteran does. He's going to come around the edge. And we want to stop it right here because this is where you see teaching taking place. Charles Johnson has been in the system a while. And one thing that the Panthers defensive coaches stress is winning with your hands. Look right here. There's the left hand in position inside on the offensive tackle and the right hand in good position as well. And I talked to Charles about this. And one thing he said he did was he knew this guy would get his head out over his toes. And look at that right there. That is a death move for an offensive lineman. So he knew with veteran savvy and film watching that he could get that weight going upfield, and look at that. Just toss him out of the way, and just the way he's disruptive here and gets home on the sack.
Well, and I think it just really exemplifies what a good job that defensive line does putting pressure, because it's not just Charles Johnson. It's not just Greg Hardy. I mean, you've got guys coming from all over the place. Very impressive.
Teamwork on that defensive line allows them to disrupt what the offense is doing, and all season, that's what we saw. Offenses had trouble getting into rhythm.
Well, you mentioned Thomas Davis. Next time we self-scout, we'll peel it back and look at the linebackers right here on Panthers.com.